I'm John Crandall, a journalism graduate student at Grady College. Recently, I talked with Brittany Paris, a journalism major at Grady College, to discuss two multi-platform pieces she did for Grady News Source about women being targeted by suspicious men. I asked if she would walk me through her process. Listen with me.
How did the TJ Maxx story come to you?
There's a Facebook page called Overheard at UGA. This person's, her name's Abby Clark, who I ended up interviewing later on, but she posted in there kind of like a warning to girls saying, "Hi, I was at TJ Maxx at 1 p.m. This is what happened to me." Immediately, it started getting kind of buzz on Facebook. People were commenting, tagging friends, and saying, you know, be careful, because this was at 1 p.m. in the middle of the day. So immediately, I commented on it, and I was like, "Hey, Abby, please check your private message. I sent you a message." At first, I didn't really know whether or not entirely if I believed that it happened or whether or not I thought it was even newsworthy. I messaged her and we met the next morning and her and I sat and had a conversation and I kind of ran through all the facts of what happened. I found out if she called the police, which she did call the police, which I can get into later, but I kind of went through all the facts and I kind of tested them a little bit saying, well, when you were with your mom or when you spoke to the sales associate or when you were with the manager walking outside, what happened, kind of getting the story a lot from her. And it really wasn't changing and it did seem like it was newsworthy. So I decided I was going to pitch it to my news source producers and see if they were interested in it.
It says in the article that the TJ Maxx employee, it said they confirmed the incident, but it doesn't go into specifically how they confirmed it. Did they actually confirm seeing the three men, or were they just confirming that she had actually came to them and that that had happened?
So I went to TJ Maxx. I actually went there with the intention of getting the surveillance tapes, which I went to go speak to the manager about. The manager gave me to someone else who handles all of these requests, and she was like, "Absolutely not, are you getting the surveillance tapes?" So I said, "Okay, but I just want to know that this happened. I don't want to put this on air if this didn't happen in your store." And she said, "Yes, I can confirm that this happened, but I won't give you a comment on it." So then I kept asking more questions and trying to get more information about when things like this do happen, what happens? Like, do you contact the police? Did you contact the police? Did the police contact you? The police never contacted them for their surveillance tapes. They wouldn't give me the surveillance tapes, but they did confirm that it happened in their store and that their manager called their line protection services or prevention services, some sort of service that they have that notifies employees if this were to happen, what to do in the future. Like, there's different things I would have done in the situation now. I would have said, "Okay, I understand you can't give me the surveillance tapes, but can I at least see them?" After I spoke with a professor about that, she advised that I do that. And I felt that it was enough for the story to air with it being true, but I would have loved to see the surveillance tapes. And I think if I had the surveillance tapes, it would have made the story incredible.
Brittany then explained the story's popularity on social media.
I think the reason why it really stuck with people was it has that, I guess, sexiness where parents want to tag their kids in it, like, be safe, like, this is happening in your neighborhood. And I think it already did so well on this Overheard at UGA page. I looked the other day, it had like 1.2 thousand likes. And at the time that I commented on it, I'm pretty sure it only had like 25. It wasn't a lot. But the story was really getting buzz just because of the idea of like, it was so abnormal, almost.
So, okay, on the next, the police impersonator story. Where did it originate from?
So that was also a tip on Overheard at UGA, which is funny. So this girl, Hannah is her name, and she posted a bunch of, she posted a post about how when she was driving back that this happened to her, where a police car pulled her over, and luckily she didn't get out of the car, but she would have if the person came over to her. So she kind of, it was a warning also, but it was kind of like a, she escaped type of thing. So I decided to contact her and she was really sweet. And I think the thing about Overheard at UGA and any Facebook page in general is if you're putting it out for this many people to see, you're going to be fine with another person coming to talk to you about it. And so I don't feel like I'm prying as much as I would if I was on someone's personal Facebook page. So when I interviewed Hannah, I met her at a coffee shop that's near her work. So there was a lot of information she put on her Facebook post that was true, but there was a lot of missing pieces for me. So I had to kind of figure out why was she driving back to Athens at that hour. Just a lot of different questions. What police station she called? Did she call the emergency number? Did she call a non-emergency number? She said she called 911 and they transferred her to Gwinnett County because she was in Tequila. I don't know how to say it. I'm not from Georgia. But so then that was great for me because I knew I could go and call Gwinnett County and confirm that she called the 911 number because they're going to have a log of it. So I spoke to a PIO at Gwinnett, and they gave me a copy of the phone call and the police report, which I ended up using the phone call in my story, which I think I had a really nice impact.
Why did you find it newsworthy?
So I found it newsworthy also because, I mean, that element of fear, it's like, what do you do in this situation? And it's also bizarre. Like, does that happen every day? Like I've mentioned in the past story, I've never had this happen to me. It's funny, though, because I was telling my mom about the story, and she told me it happened to her when she was in college, which was also very strange.
If you were going to do a follow-up to this story, is there any questions that you didn't maybe ask that you would want to?
I think I would have done... I had it in my story what you're supposed to do. In my tag, I had it, and in my digital article with the hazards. But maybe sit down with a police officer and have them in my story talking about it. And kind of statistically, like, does this happen often? And I'm always... I like the crime stuff, so, like, I'm always interested in what's the penalty if you get caught for being a police impersonator? Is it life in prison? Is it 5 years in prison? Is it... what happens, you know? For how I handled Hannah's story, I don't think I would have necessarily... asked her anything differently, just maybe added some questions. I mean, it's hard for a digital article. You can definitely get way more in depth, but it's hard when you're doing broadcast to keep it under, you know, my story I think was like a minute long, minute 15 maybe max. So some of the little details where I think would make a great story digitally are just, we don't have time for them in a broadcast.
Is there anything that maybe we didn't go over?
I think what worked with both these stories also is I'm pretty sure we're the only news in the area that covered them. So a lot of the time we'll look for other newspapers and magazines in the area to kind of get inspiration for what stories we should do or what's going on in town, and that's a good way for us to figure it out. But this was kind of organic, and I don't think the Red and Black, I don't think Athens Banner Herald covered the TJ Maxx story at all. So I think we were getting all of the buzz from it and not splitting it among other sites. The reason why they did so well was because people had nowhere else to get the story but from us.